Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Tell us at 97.3.
It's the night away. Come on, baby. Oh, baby. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and welcome to your Friday.
It's Friday.
That is.
Gotta get down on Friday.
You know it.
It is. Friday. Thank God. TGI Jeff.
TGI Jeff.
The Jeff.
I love that we still play Van Halen on Fridays.
Me too.
Never stuck in my head, though. You know what is?
What?
Pink Pony Club.
Oh. I'm going to keep on dancing at
every
the
night.
Pink Pony Club.
Every night.
You are speaking to my pain, friend.
I get up and go number one, and I realize in my head.
I know.
I'm feeling you so much. I honestly, Vin, I went to the bathroom. Was it last night or the night before? Same exact thing. And I'm like, why Chapel Roan all the time?
Because it's the catchiest song of the.
It's so good.
But it was that we just have a lot of really good hit songs.
We do, because if it isn't that song, it's appetite.
Or it's Espresso, or, you know, there's like a
that
string.
One hasn't been in my head for a while. Don't
me
remind
either,
me about it.
But I'm just saying.
That Gracie Abrams song will get stuck in my head. That's a good one. There's a lot of very catchy little tunes out there.
But Pink Pony Club's been just,
oh my God,
just days and days and days and just stuck.
We brave the hits for you people.
Thank you.
Just so
I mean,
you know.
You're welcome. Wait.
I sing it to my dog. I'm like, pink pony dog.
Oh, he just said my dog.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it's his dog. Like, he walked in this morning, like, almost crying about it. Like, he loves that dog so much.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that.
Just gushing.
You rescued a dude.
I'll make the official decision this weekend.
Okay.
All
right.
To meet
I
with
wonder
the old
what it'll
owner
be.
And,
I wonder what you're going to decide.
Wait, you're going to meet the old owner?
No, the old Froster,
person
who had him in. Get.
So you've had the dog for 1 week.
I've had the dog
you
for 1 week.
You decided on Monday of this past week that dog was yours.
He is my.
Are you calling it?
He is
Fred?
My best buddy. He's just my little shadow. He's, you know, you wake up in the morning and he's got his big head on you, and he's just a big ball of love. Can't help but love this dog. Like you, if you
what
meet
are you
this
calling
dog.
Him? I'm going to meet him.
I've been sticking to Fred for the most part, just Fred, you know.
So his name was Red.
It was
calling
Red.
Him Fred.
Because he answers
Big Tuna's
to that.
Out.
I still call him Big Tuna, too, but that's, you know, like, oh, you're the Big Tuna, you know, like that.
Oh, term of endearment.
Yeah. And I call him Freddy when I'm, like, yelling at him at the dog park. Freddy!
Oh, does he listen?
As long as the Ed's in there, he definitely, that's his jam. And he's starting to know me. Like, he knows my tone. Like, he knows. But he's like such a well trained dog. Like somebody took some time with this dog. Like
is he like a pure chocolate lab or is he
I don't think there's any mix in him at all.
I see.
He's
nice.
Gorgeous. Big dog.
How big? How many pounds?
I'm gonna say overweight? No, he's lean. He's in good shape. He's like, he actually,
pounds?
I guess he did have, I got one thing from him. He won a weight loss certificate. I guess he was overweight, but he's not now. So
Does he know that he won it?
It's got his name.
Was he just like, I just pissed off. I wasn't getting enough food for a long time. I guess I'm used to it now.
Yeah.
It is amazing how little food a dog needs. Like, it's almost sad because it's their favorite thing.
Yeah, he's got to have one of those puzzle dishes that, like...
So that he can't get it all in one bite. Second.
Yeah.
I didn't know about those. That's such a great idea. Like, they've got to be able... They have to, like, work their face into the bowl to get the thing that they...
It's still about a 60 to 90 second process, but...
Yeah, no. They get fast at it.
It's that wolf it down thing.
Yeah.
But he's one of these dogs...
Do they even chew?
You put the bowl down, and I'm like... Tell him to sit, and he waits. He waits till I tell him it's okay. Yeah. But that's like somebody took some time with
him. Yeah, that's a trained dog.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I'm very, very blessed that this was the dog that I found because he's a perfect fit. So, yeah.
It was meant to be.
Feels like it.
Mm. Anyway. So, when are you going to get Miley Cyrus?
Oh, don't. This is what people do.
No, this is what he was telling me. He goes, you can't just have one dog.
Oh.
He's a pretty good dog by himself.
You could just have one dog.
Yeah, he's good by himself. He doesn't.
Lots of people do.
You know, he doesn't make any messes, and he's.
Is it one of those things where
he's a real human person? Like his relationship, you can tell. Like he likes people. You know,
he's
taking the dog park, and he plays around, but he's definitely more of a people dog.
That was Willa.
No,
Willa. She was a lab too, right?
She was a lab too. Yeah, that she just was. My mom used to say.
Well, she was a one person.
She watches you leave the room with a look of love like you can't believe. And I'm like, you know, it's that. Mm-hmm. That's my impression of my dog, if you haven't.
Unfortunately, I don't have the long one where, like, when you go to so-called work.
That's a good...
Yeah, I was riffing one day. It happens.
Yeah,
I like it.
Unfortunately, where is it?
It probably left with that other guy.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a lot of things did.
Mm. You know, I have thought though that, and I don't do this to defend or attack or any kind of thing. I'm not looking for trouble, but I do wonder if that person's sitting at home going, "It's there. They just don't know where to find it."
Right.
Like just clickety clack, and there's all your stuff.
My number's still the same. I would just like to say my number's still the same. Actually, I think you probably have Maddie's number if you're listening.
Yeah, like tell us because we don't know. Yeah. If it's here, we don't know that.
That is true.
All that old audio. I don't need it anymore. I mean, most of it attacks me.
Not all of it, though. And
I know.
Some of it is just, I mean, it's just so, it's like annoying. It's like a piece of history.
Now, one time I sang like jingle or with some song and then now it's forever the Christmas song.
We still have that rocking around the Christmas
tree. We don't have that.
We found You Light Up My Life.
That I don't hate as much because I really was trying to make human, connect.
Yep.
Now you could tell I was giving it all I had, which isn't a lot, but you know what I mean.
Of course, I can't find it now, so
right. Well,
it might
okay.
not exist. I don't know.
What, You Light Up My Life?
I can't find it.
Oh.
I don't see it. Maybe it's at a whole, you know what? I'm not going to go looking for it right now.
Doesn't matter.
Because you know why?
Everything.
It's right. There's nothing to tell.
Yeah, what
it's
are you talking
Friday.
About? You have a huge party to go to this weekend. Tell us everything. There's big plans being made. There's rocking out is going to happen.
There's all the stuff. Let's just, let's hope that COVID doesn't take down yet another 60th birthday party. That's all I ask. That's all I ask. I just don't.
How bad is it? How many people?
Well, one person is now testing negative. I don't want to say too much about this. There's sickness around. There's people around who are
both
sick.
Both of my kids are sick.
Yeah, but not with COVID.
No, well, they've tested negative so far, but they're both sick. Sucks.
Yeah.
And kids are just,
run it. You should get out of there, Vin. You don't want to catch it. Maybe,
what should I do?
Go snowboarding? I don't know.
Right now, I mean, I don't even really want to get into it. The missus was someone, she was up for a promotion.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically said, we're putting you in the position as a trial run kind of thing. And she's just being hammered. And I don't know that there's a way to win this. You know what I mean?
As in, this is your, you get this if you can succeed.
and they're just, and then the dump truck
happened.
And I'm just kind of picking up a lot of slack as best I can. But it's been rough. She's working her ass off. Mm. So anyway, the kids are like, what do I do? I'm like, you get a blanket, you lay on the couch, and you watch TV like every other sick kid in the history of the world. Imagine being sick before TV. What did they do?
That must have sucked. I knit or did their, you know, multiplication tables until they had those. Like, what did the kids do?
Or did they just whine until they got beatings? I don't know. I mean,
you know what? The beatings were real in the olden days. Kids, shut up. Dad's busy chopping wood over here.
Right.
So that we have heat for this evening.
Go out and
Mom,
get a switch.
Mom, plucking a chicken, for God's sake. Yeah, go cut me a switch off the willow.
Oh, I cut a few switches in my day.
Did
Is that
you?
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Just a piece of wood your dad could swat you with.
It was a babysitter. When my mom was single, and she had to leave me at a babysitter.
Holy crap.
And the babysitter would whip you with a switch?
Yep, go get the switch. And you're like, yeah, you go get your own switch.
Was it, so that
I would have been
a
like, I'm running into the forest.
Like a grown
person. Woman. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Not
yes.
a this teenager.
This was back in the trailer park, so she probably wasn't any kind of.
Oh boy.
She probably had no license or anything, I'm sure. You do what
a license for babysitting? Is that what
you're? Yeah. I don't know. She had like multiple children in this trailer.
And your mom was like, well, they're all still alive, so I guess we could have her watch this one too.
You know,
I'm so sorry.
Single
Maddie.
Mom, that's poor.
I know it's actually you know? Terrible though. Like, I'm sorry that you were whipped with a switch. That's like a joke.
I don't
make.
Even like. Yeah, you don't. You know, it's just part of like whatever. Like my parents never put a hand on me.
Is that know? Right?
Yeah. No. Threatened. Wait, all they had to do was threaten. I was a good
did
boy.
Did you tell like, them you that this me. Lady was whipping you with a willow switch?
I think I don't remember how long I was there because I don't feel like it was a long time, but I do remember eventually like my mom.
What'd you do that pissed her off?
Like, I was, you know, I have ADHD, and as a kid, I would just talk and talk and like just interrupt and just bother. You know, I was annoying. Mm. You know, I think bottom line, annoying kid, and I would just do dumb stuff. I don't know.
Kids, no, it's kid stuff.
All
the stuff that kids do, all the kids do that stuff. Mm. It's normal.
They shouldn't be whipped for it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like a willow switch is no joke. My dad used to talk about that too.
She never took the pants down. It was always over the pants. So that's
that's good. Phew, yeah. Jesus. I hope you had your tough skins on. God.
My husky boys.
Oh, you wore huskies? John wore huskies.
I was a husky boy.
Yeah.
I was a tough skins kid.
And
Garanimals.
Oh, yeah. Garanimals were good. Tough skins were great because they had like a kind of like a reinforced knee, right? Like a patch on the
knee.
Look
at the kid.
Yeah, the kid doesn't know.
Yeah.
It's all right. But people of a certain age, we all grew up. It was from the Sears catalog. I think Tough skins and Husky was just the fit size. Like John was a heavy little kid.
I was little.
He was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And so he wore the Huskies.
Yeah.
That was
nothing
the size.
Like burgundy Tough skins to define an era.
Burgundy.
You know what? Right, with like a mustard yellow t-shirt. Like, that was the look. And did you wear hush puppies? Remember?
That
Tom
was
McCann's?
Later, though.
Your kids would...
I
kids
actually
go
got
there.
Into Vans pretty young, but that's because I was in Southern California where they began.
Right.
And so we were wearing Vans.
And
like,
shorts. I mean, I can't even picture you. You had to be little when you were in Tough Skins.
Mm-hmm.
But those were the pants that your parents would buy you because they were like, it's the only way to have pants for more than a month with a little boy.
Also, people only shopped at Sears. There wasn't...
It was the biggie.
There wasn't... That's where you went.
Right. Like, she wasn't taking you to Chess Camp.
I'm not saying that as in, like, I was deprived. That's where we went.
No, Sears was... My dad worked at Sears. Sears was, like, the big... You know, you wanted to work at Sears. My first job was at Sears.
I carried that catalog. When I was a kid, I'd just carry the catalog around all year.
Marking
what toys I wanted. Yeah. And, just, like... It was like the Bible.
I think every quarter they would send like just a Sears catalog, but then the one at Christmas was the one. I mean, it was just everything.
It also had women in bras in it.
Yeah.
It was the first time I saw a woman in a bra that wasn't my ma.
I mean, it makes sense. They're selling bras.
Yeah.
Mm. Sure. Anyway.
Very exciting for a young man.
Well, it's Friday. Friday. Got to get down on Friday.
You know it.
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
You know, the kids today, they can get anything they want right there on the the screen in front of them. Mm. They don't have to make do and pretend they think they can see an areola through a bra ad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I actually think that you need to work a little harder for your porn kids. I really feel like it's a little too easy for you.
Something, I know. Something like just maybe.
My mom would get Cosmopolitan magazine and I would be looking through that and I was looking for, you know, I was so excited if I saw side boob.
You were.
I was.
Wow.
Yeah.
You had your own boobs you could look at.
No, I didn't. I was very, very little. And I didn't know what the feelings were. Like, oh my God, naked people. Those are the sounds I made when I was little.
Wow.
Anyway, enough of that. Yeah, it is. KLOC, KLOC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah Minnie, Alice's Morning Show. Here's a song. See you in a sec.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.